Hi, Friday Drivecast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, welcoming you to the Friday edition. Friday's the day of the week that we go off topic. Today's topic happens to be the word darkness. So here goes. You know, occasionally I'll take time to pray through sections of the book of Psalms, and this morning it felt like the Lord dropped the word darkness into my spirit, and I knew right where to turn. Psalm chapter 18. You know, Psalm 18 is the fourth longest psalm, so if you read it through, make sure you've got a full cup of coffee or tea available. I love Psalm 18 because it describes so much of God's character, but more than anything, the thing that encourages me the most is the fact that Psalm 18 teaches me that God is present during my time of darkness. Listen to these three verses from Psalm 18. Psalm 18:9 says, God bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. Psalm 18:11 says, he made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him. And Psalm 18:28 reads, the Lord illuminates my darkness. And hopefully, these three references to God's activity in the darkness encourages you like it does me. For it's in the dark places of life when I need him most and constantly need reminded that God is present in my darkness, regardless of whether I feel his presence in it or not. You know, darkness can mean different things to all of us. Darkness can be taken literally, like nighttime, or it can be symbolic of feelings of depression, or sometimes we're being left in the dark, which means we're without knowledge or insight. You know, in a nutshell, darkness intimidates us, but Psalm 18 teaches us that God is as present in the darkness as he is in the daylight. In fact, David, the Psalm's author, spoke this Psalm of deliverance to the Lord the day the Lord delivered him from the hand of his enemies. So if you happen to need deliverance from some type of darkness, remember God hears our cries day and night, just like he heard David's cries. And Psalm 18 confirms that David was in a dark place. He described his darkness as the cords of death that were strangling him. Yet God illuminated David's darkness and ultimately handed his enemies over to him. I want to encourage you today, if you or a loved one is in a season of darkness, don't lose hope by thinking God has abandoned you. If you feel abandoned, please go to Psalm 18 like I do when I need encouragement or I'm struggling with my feelings. You know, there's an old saying that says things go bump in the night. Don't be intimidated when they do, because it could be God who makes darkness his hiding place, preparing to deliver you from the enemy. So I invite you to take a minute in the middle of what you're doing today to join me in a brief prayer. Lifted from Psalm 18, and remember that we're speaking David's words to the Lord back to him. So you could pray something like this with me this morning. God, your way is blameless. Your word is tried and true. You are my shield today. I will take refuge in you. Thank you for your constant presence in my life. Thank you especially for walking with me in the darkness and for illuminating my path. Amen. So I'm grateful that you tuned in today, and I hope your weekend's blessed. Do your best to worship with us in person at one of our four locations on Sunday, and we'll see you back with us on our Monday Drivecast. God bless.